Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Lo Papua New Guinea East Sipik governor have me been clarifying number of deaths when we come out lo 6.9 magnitude earthquake lo Sunday, have me still see down lo 3. Alan Bed hem say response hemi underway and not been using auto phone messaging for check lot conditions lot different areas. Mr. Bed hemi say 5 people not been confirmed dead, but 2 fala okata killed by 1 fala landslip where hemi due lo heavy rain. Hemi say last night ought have been still collecting information, but I hope that by today but got a clearer indication lo extent lot damages lot something or same house and other buildings where have been collapsed. Meanwhile, head blow policing law Enga province, law Papua New Guinea, have been putting together one for a team for investigating supply and funding blow ammunition with them weapons. This one has come after it been labeled largest massacre law recent history and historic 3-month ceasefire agreement. National Hemi Reporting Chief Superintendent Fred Yakasa Hemi called for ceasefire for him extended for him go as far as Hemi tell him Hemi must be for eternity. Hemi said team Hemi enough for information for start law investigation after persons of interest ota been questioning him oketa. Some for schools law Fiji Hemi closed today more due law no any water Hemi been available after heavy downpours Hemi damage him ot water pipes. Schools lo Suva, Tamavua, Turak, Samambula, Nambua, Lami, with them deadline na Vesi, have been everyone out closed. Secretary for Education, Selina Kureleda, hemi said that water trucks had been start for refilling of school tanks lo last night and but go head throughout lo today. Hemi said garam currently big fella pressure lo water infrastructure. Fiji government spokesperson hemi said situation by hemi reviewed lo evening. State Council Lo Vanuatu hemi say referendum amendments hemi unlikely for him ending government instability. Principal State Council Lo State Law Office Junior Joe Natuman hemi say ought by make him do with him this one hemi make him difficult for change him now government. Hemi say if you like for change him government with him a referendum passes you by need for convincing political party and not for do him individually. Local media have been reporting him saying he got a positive and negative sides, lot of changes, and he upload people of Vanuatu for vote suppose or like him this one for him go ahead come law 29 May. Lawyer blow former Cook Islands Deputy Prime Minister he set for discussing appealing case with him client Blahem, Robert Tampaito, who has received prison sentence for 2 years and 9 months. Defense lawyer Norman George, him say client blame him distraught that him stamp lo pigeon. Defense lawyer Norman George, him say client blame him distraught that him stop inside lo prison. Tufalanara senior government officials ought have been also jailed lo Friday. New Zealand opposition Labour Party hemi call for urgent inquiry inside low food prices. Lo hope that Batsa uncover reasons behind low supermarkets of increasing profits and driving prices down. Hemi like Parliament Economic Development Science and Innovation Committee for opening one for inquiry inside low prices throughout low March for considering factors where hemi go inside low pricing unprepared food when sold directly to low consumers. Labour Commerce and Consumer Affairs spokesperson Arena Williams, hemi say supermarkets ought hard for solely point law changing weather and world events that would explain him ought rising prices. Hemi say inquiry by me invite him submissions law commercial arrangements competition with him strategies for improvement. New Zealand Employment Minister hemi admit him that country hemi might experience him one fella brain drain and hemi say job losses hemi reality from hemi being stuck inside law recession. Departments and agencies across the public service have been instructed for finding savings with him some fall out put him call out for voluntary redundancies while New Zealand Post him just announcing plans for cut him up to 750 jobs. Louise Upston him say some fall people out might find him other employment but him concede that others out might like for head overseas. Louise Upston him say if people out got him confidence that government him law right track for rebuilding economy then fewer out might leave him country. Still on New Zealand head blow primary and early education teachers union hemi say teaching hemi one fala barava difficult worker for kata we suffer from long COVID. new study lo long COVID hemi finding teachers or most vulnerable for catching this virus and suffer symptoms blow this fella debilitating disease. New Zealand Education Institute President Mark Porter hemi say symptoms or some brain fog and fatigue hemi make him wakaya hemi even more demanding. Within profession hemi already stretched hemi adding effects blow long COVID or make him harder for maintaining workloads and so some relief teachers. Lo sports, Cook Islands men's football team had been defeating Tonga 1-0 on Nukualo for the last match of the OFC Nations Cup qualifying tournament. Taylor Sagabi had been scored the 39th minute of the first half and Cook's had been hang on the lead block at the Kasim end. Samoa had been already beating both Tonga and Cook Islands and qualify for Nations Cup of Vanuatu lo June. England by me taking back three players from Indian Premier League duty for fourth T20 today against Team White Ferns Law Wellington. Visitors are leading five match series at 2-1 and New Zealand bowler Lia Tahuhu hemi aware the threat that England by me bring him hemi Ballstam squad. Hem now news and sports for Pidgin from RNZ Pacific. And hem now some for Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, let me join him now, team from Buzz FM, Lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines, constitutional debate, councillor proposes stability measures amid referendum discussions. Ministry of Justice and Community Services agencies unite to address staff well-being challenges. Vanuatu and Australia forge closer public service ties. Vanuatu's child support laws under scrutiny. And ProRescue celebrates 10 years of life-saving service with new equipment. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, French Development Agency AFD explores climate resilience partnerships during official visits to Vanuatu. Monsieur Philippe Orliange, the Executive Director of Geography at the French Development Agency AFD in Paris, France, is currently on an official visit to Vanuatu, accompanied by Ms. Virginie Plétrac, the Regional Director of AFD in the Pacific Basin, Nouméa, and Ms. Sophie Sochitno, AFD Chargée de Mission based in New Caledonia. Monsieur Orliange engaged in discussions with Minister of Climate Change, Rob Fraganvanu, yesterday, and the focus of their talks revolved around the pressing issue of climate change and its implications for the region. This visit follows an announcement by the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, during his official visit to Vanuatu in July of last year, signalling the strengthening of ties between the two nations.
But it is part of a trip that I'm making to the region. I was first in the Philippines, then I went to Papua New Guinea, and now in Vanuatu. Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu being two of the three countries where AFD is about to establish permanent offices following the announcement made by President Macron during his visit to Vanuatu in July 2023. So I'm coming here as the representative of an institution which has put climate change at the center of its strategy for now quite some time. And this is the reason why we wanted to develop our activities in the Pacific, because the Pacific generally is at the heart of the global fight against climate change. So this will guide us in Vanuatu also, climate change. What does it mean for the country in terms of adaptation, in terms of resilient infrastructure, in terms of energy and so on? This was at the heart of our discussion with the Minister for Climate Change yesterday.
Monsieur Orliange indicated that his trip also aims to explore the re-establishment of an AFD office in Vanuatu, reflecting France's commitment to supporting the country's development efforts.
I'm here to make sure that the announcement made by our president last year in July 2023 are being implemented. This is my role. One of the commitments that he made was to re-establish a permanent presence of AFD in Vanuatu, because we used to have an office here. We've been working in Vanuatu and with Vanuatu for a long time, but this office we had was closed in the year 2000. And now, as of August, there will be an AFD representative based permanently in Vanuatu and working closely with our regional office in Nouméa. One of the reasons why we found it important to have permanent staff in these countries is that this is the best way to know what our partners expect from us. We can do things remotely, and our regional office has been working very hard to build up our portfolio in Vanuatu. The missions have been coming to the country. But there are things that will not happen unless you have a permanent presence in the country. And what we expect, first and foremost, is that through our permanent presence in Vanuatu, through our representative, the dialogue with the authorities will intensify. We will better understand the needs of our partner. We'll be better able to respond to what they want from us. To review current activities of AFD in Vanuatu, but above all, to look at the future and engage with the authorities about what sort of priorities they want us to be working on.
Executive Director Orliange met with Prime Minister Charles Sonwai to discuss the reopening of the permanent AFD office in Vanuatu and explore avenues for collaboration, particularly in infrastructure development and climate financing this morning. The discussions underscore the importance of international cooperation in addressing the challenges posed by climate change, which disproportionately affect vulnerable nations like Vanuatu. Mr. Orliange and his delegation are scheduled to depart the country tomorrow following their productive engagements with government officials and stakeholders. The visit highlights the ongoing commitment of France and AFD to supporting Vanuatu's sustainable development goals and strengthening bilateral ties between the two nations. The AFD office is slated to open in Port Vila in the month of August. In referendum, in the midst of fervent discussions surrounding proposed constitutional amendments in Vanuatu, Anthea Arukole, a respected councillor from the Port Vila City Council, has emerged as a prominent voice advocating for stability amidst political turbulence. During a recent debate on the referendum yesterday, Arukole posed a thought-provoking question. Is instability good for the country? This inquiry served as a catalyst for a deeper examination of the proposed changes and the potential ramifications on the nation's political landscape. Arukole articulated her belief that Article 17A and 17B could serve as effective mechanisms for managing and mitigating instability within the country. She highlighted the persistent challenges posed by frequent changes in political leadership, which often divert attention and resources away from critical development initiatives.
You may look in a lot of time where first legislature blew me hemi start. Time where first legislature blew me hemi start, I can see MTT, first in law politics, inside law, parliament, hemi change big one. You may look him now, I can't move, where he come out law, first in law political groupings, where he start work together inside law one political grouping, he come law one time where he stop showing law you me, say all groupings, he start proper rock. More institution, more political parties, have minimum of a entitlement. And so time we all something all same, we start to proper. You may need to then put them rules, lo how now, you may have a whole entitlement, more control them. System, all political parties inside, more fast in the work part, inside law, parliament, play help them, you may stop. Manager House here.
In this inaugural debate of the yes or no campaign leading up to the referendum schedule for May 29th, Arukole presented her arguments advocating for change. During the discussion also, Minister of Climate Change Ralph Raganvanu, representing the yes campaign, emphasized the necessity of change and the need for reform.
17A or 17B by him good Vanuatu. Any part of normal process for country has developed since 1980. You may got one mama law, lo 1980, process plan, me tell say, you may go to parliament, lo change them all law, lo good, lo people of Vanuatu, mena mama law, italem. Me fala is to come to make one something where you must want to make a long time. You start lo Walter Lini, lo 1983, lo government blame, tamo li passing vacation of seats act, well, you tell say, tamo an MBA, me come out lo party blame by losing seat blame. Problem with time, ya say, emi against Article 5 lo constitution. So now you must come now, straight on long road we start low time ya you may look law national vision lo country blimi, national sustainable development plan. Government been consult round lo Vanuatu, every province, every people lo come up with them people's plan or national sustainable development plan, vision 2030, where itala say a stable, sustainable and prosperous Vanuatu. That's the national vision till 2030. One part inside them, society pillar 6.3 says enact political reforms that promote stability, accountability, constitutional constituency representation and civic engagement. I mean, Mr. Megan, with them change here, by improving stability, by improving constituency representation, by improving accountability, more civic engagement. That's why by good Vanuatu.
However, chairman of the No campaign, Joshua Kalsakau, highlighted inconsistencies and lacked specific points to justify the referendum, likening it to a face lacking substance.
Come on, is that drawing one monkey, little people? I'm starting to talk to you. You are not talking to me, I'm starting to talk about process. You are not one, I'm going to talk about instability. You are going to talk about rules, development. Or talk to go good. The point is 17A or 17B. Group no, it looks like at inconsistencies. Setting up law. Referendum, you may go forth whether yes or no. Or 17A or 17B, I block all. Or enact them to law. Mama law, we feel like looking at inconsistencies. From, for example, chapter 2, article 5, 1I, or fundamental rights. Fundamental rights, you know, have a drawing boundary. You know, got restrictions. I mean, one fundamental right, law. You born again, you know, born again, one member of parliament. You born again, one, ni Vanuatu, one man, one woman, finish, you just come contact the retrovia. He got, law article 86, law constitution, three something in the more. When we belong, the property belong all people. Time you want them church them, you must call along one referendum. One, a middle language. Time you want them touch them, lo change them one other language, or karamat one language, bamba you must go back along all people. Two, a middle electoral system, where now you miss the call them. Number three, me parliamentary system, where the constitution and giving power, you go back along all people.
The Vanuatu leader's impatient plea for stability resonated with many, underscoring the urgent need for strategic measures to safeguard Vanuatu's political integrity and ensure sustained progress amidst evolving geopolitical dynamics. In bilateral, Vanuatu's Office of the Public Service Commission, PSC, and the Australian Public Service Commission, APSC, recently signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Canberra, Australia. The agreement aims to enhance cooperation by implementing internship and secondment programs for public servants. It also includes the provisions for the employment of spouses and children's education, along with technical support. During a four-day visit, the Office of Public Service Commission delegation engaged in training sessions and discussions with APSC officials, underscoring both nations' commitment to professional development and collaboration in public service. Acting Secretary Mr. Jonathan Yavre reiterated Vanuatu's commitment to leveraging partnerships for capacity-building opportunities. In other news, the Maintenance of Children Act, MCA, enacted back in 1966, currently mandates a child support fee of 1,000 Vanuatu per week per child, totaling 4,000 Vanuatu per month in Vanuatu. However, human rights activists argue that this amount fails to meet the present needs of families and children. And Pakua, a founder and CEO of the Vanuatu Human Rights Coalition, criticizes the act as outdated and insufficient for contemporary child rearing. Pakua emphasizes the need for a substantial increase in child maintenance payments to better address modern day expenses, advocating for 4,000 Vanuatu per week, amounting to 16,000 Vanuatu per month. Pakua further pointed out the potential consequences of the current fee, suggesting that it may incentivize irresponsible behavior. She urges the government to revise the law to ensure adequate provisions for children lacking paternal support. In response, Albert Nalbini, Human Rights Coordinator at the Ministry of Justice and Community Services, acknowledged the necessity of reviewing the legislation regarding child maintenance to align with current living standards. Nalbini emphasizes the inadequacy of 1,000 Vatu per week in supporting a child's upbringing amidst the high cost of living. The calls for reform highlight the importance of addressing the evolving needs of families and children in Vanuatu, ensuring their well-being and financial security. In welfare, heads of agencies within the Ministry of Justice and Community Services have cooperated to address concerns regarding the mental health and well-being of legal professionals in the country. Against a backdrop of mounting work-related stress, particularly in the justice sector, agency leaders have initiated a new research aimed at exploring innovative approaches to support staff well-being. The launch of the research underscores the recognition of heavy workloads, high-pressure environments, especially during crises like cyclones, and exposure to distressing material as significant factors impacting the well-being of justice professionals. Agencies within the ministry, including the Office of the Attorney General and the Supreme Court, have come together to endorse this research, acknowledging the threats posed by stress, fatigue and burnout to decision-making and productivity. Commissioned as part of Vanuatu's partnership with Australia, the research titled Supporting the Wellbeing of Legal Professionals in Vanuatu draws on sector-wide surveys, interviews and focus groups to understand the challenges faced by the staff at all levels. The findings highlight the critical importance of workforce wellbeing in maintaining the integrity, efficiency and resilience of the justice sector. Linked to the Ministry's Draft Capacity Development Strategy 2023-2026, the research will inform sustained good practice and wellness approaches across the sector. This initiative aligns with broader efforts within the government to prioritise staff well-being, including the upcoming launch of the Vanuatu Police Force Well-being Strategy. And the WANT, as ProRescue approaches its milestone 10th anniversary, the organisation reflects on a decade of dedicated service alongside ProMedical and other emergency services in the country. Since its inception, ProRescue has been instrumental in saving lives, particularly in road crashes involving entrenchments, thanks to the unwavering support of the community. On September 30th, 2022, ProRescue faced a critical moment during a school bus crash on Clem's Hill, revealing a gap in the equipment for handling complex rescue scenarios. Recognizing the need for better resources, the community rallied behind ProRescue, spearheaded by Andrew Hopes of Trade and Farm and the Kiwanis Club of Port Vila. Through fundraising efforts, including Titan FX Survivor Games and support from corporate sponsors like Titan FX, Ford and PSP, ProRescue successfully acquired a new purpose-built rescue vehicle named Ronnie, along with battery-powered hydraulic equipment known as the Jaws of Life. The arrival of Ronnie in January of this year, followed by the battery-powered equipment in March, marks a significant milestone for ProRescue, enhancing their capacity to serve the community effectively. As they look forward so towards the future, ProRescue remains committed to safeguarding lives and ensuring the safety of the community they serve. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News, but you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website at www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107, and Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. You have a safe Easter weekend. Good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusak Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.